Claire, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having
me. Now, tell me a little bit about the Sharing Map initiative. Tell me about the project and what its objectives are.
Sure. Well, look, basically, we kind of have three main objectives, which is to help you save and make money by using shared resources.
Amazing.
And that leads on to, like, let's all help save the planet because using less things mean we need to produce less things. And lastly, like, let's build better communities by getting to know our neighbours.
Mm.
And the Sharing Map project kind of really helps you do that by showing you all the opportunities that are available around you.
So what can people share? Because at the moment in my head, sharing with my neighbours, I'm thinking like a whisk every now and then. That's where my head's gone to. But what types of resources can people share?
To be honest, it's actually incredibly diverse and there's a huge range of things from like tool libraries. So instead of buying a drill, you can just borrow someone else's because after all, you don't need a drill. You need a hole, right? So go borrow someone else's. You can borrow your neighbor's car through platforms like Car Next Door. There's places listed on there for you to swap clothes or rent clothes if you have like a nice event.
Yes.
If you've got kids, there's toy libraries because they grow out of everything so quickly.
Yes.
There's a whole wide range. Like I'm actually surprised because sometimes there's things that people list on the map that I'm like, wow.
Yeah. What has been amazing. One of the things that you've been most surprised to see on there?
One thing that I actually really loved, I'm not sure if I was surprised, but I was like, that's amazing, is there's a platform called Kindershare that lets parents share like equipment. So if you're from out of town and you're coming to Sydney, you can rent someone's cot or high chair or playpen or car seat.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Rather than lugging that stuff on the plane. Oh my God. This is brilliant. This is brilliant. I can see this working. I don't have kids, but I have pets. If I go somewhere else and I need to like, oh my God, I don't have a dog bed.
Well, another one for you could be Mad Paws, which is a platform that lets people pet sit for each other. Or just if you like a dog lover and you don't have a dog, just like, you know, have some cuddles.
Just get some doggo cuddles. This sounds like the best thing ever. Now, how are we having kind of, how is this all happening? Are we integrating with like technologies? Are we integrating, how are people getting in touch?
Yeah. So look, it's funny because if you think about like sharing and bartering and swapping, it's really nothing new. Like I think I actually have seen like ancient Egyptian hieroglyphics that show people swapping.
Yeah.
But certainly it's been the rise of like smartphones that have allowed us to do this really easily.
Mm.
And of course, thanks to mapping software, you know, that's how we're able to create the Sharing Map. And I don't know, I actually hope that in the future when we kind of, with the rise of the Internet of Things and blockchain and even artificial intelligence, that we'll be able to see more access to shared resources happening because people will just know where they are or they'll be suggested to them. Instead of going out to buy something, it'll be like, hey, your neighbour's got this, go ask them.
I think this is the most wonderful idea. And it is the way that we're heading, I think. It's the way that people, as they become more socially minded, more environmentally minded, we're kind of heading towards. Because as you said, you don't need a drill, you need a hole in the wall. Like, there's no reason to go and buy a $400 Makita drill.
That's right. That's right. And you know, when we think about all the resources that go into making that drill, you know, all the plastic and the metal and the water and everything that goes to create it, like, we just don't need to do that.
And it's going to sit on your shelf for another 3 years until you need to drill another hole.
There's a statistic that I have to admit, I've never been able to find the actual source for it, but it says that a drill is used on average for 18 minutes in its life.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds about right. That sounds right. I've got one from like the 60s sitting in my garage. I swear it looks so old. It still drills. That's all it needs to do. Once a year when I need to hang a picture, it does the job.
That's
right. It's fine.
That's right. And even like, even if your drill breaks down, there are now some amazing repair cafes where you can actually take your drill in. There's experts. A lot of them are like retired electricians or furniture makers or whatever.
Yeah.
Who can actually show you how to fix your stuff so you don't need to get rid of it.
Because that's another thing you can do on the Sharing Map, isn't it? Is share skills.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Yep. This is great. I love everything about this. And as someone who is generally like very disorganized in life, this sounds like a fantastic thing. The idea of sharing clothes is really great too. Renting clothes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a really good one. And renting and also being able to kind of swap. So sell stuff that you don't want.
I never say the same size. I need to keep this. This wardrobe needs to be fluent and moving. We need like pieces coming in and out.
I think a lot of us can relate to that.
Yeah, absolutely. So where is this available? Is it in like Greater Sydney yet? Are we staying in the CBD?
Well, at the moment it's focused on sort of on City of Sydney area and kind of surrounds, only because the City of Sydney kindly gave us a grant to do this. But we have our sights set further out. So we're hoping our next step will be Parramatta, Campbelltown.
Amazing.
Canada Bay, Randwick. So we want to spread this everywhere.
Spread move. It'll be nationwide domination soon, I'm sure. Well, have you seen people very receptive? Are people really quick to jump on board?
Yeah, actually. And we had an event a couple of weeks ago where we collected all these brains from Sydney and we got everyone in one location to try and get ideas for what to put on the map.
Oh, what a great
And
idea.
I think we got over 400 listings, which we're all furiously trying to enter into the map at the moment. But what's kind of beautiful and what we're sort of seeing now is we're seeing people start to visit the map and then add to it themselves.
Wow.
So going, you know what, there's a community garden down the road from my house and I can put that on the map.
Yeah.
And that's the way that we kind of believe this is going to grow organically, and that's kind of...
That's it. It's going to embed itself in the community, and then the community is going to fuel it.
That's it.
Which is a beautiful cycle of life.
Yeah, that's right.
And then, you know, as we grow and as we develop and as, you know, our city's going to grow to something million, billion people in the next few years, it's only going to get better from here, I think, if we take initiatives like this and run with them.
That's it. And the thing is, I think the sharing map really, its purpose is to reveal all of the amazing initiatives that are already happening.
Yeah.
So, you know, there are amazing people out there who are setting up street gardens or who are setting up tool libraries. And we're just letting you guys all know where they are and whether they're near your house.
So now you've got a number of events coming up. What have we got happening when?
Yeah, so we start next Friday in Woolloomooloo. We're joining a community barbecue there, and then we're having a bit of an event and workshop afterwards.
Ooh.
Then next Saturday, so the 24th, we have a workshop in Glebe. That one's going to be really fun and kind of tailored to parents.
Okay.
Then next, the Wednesday after, so the 27th, the Tuesday after, we're in Ultimo at UTS's The Hatchery.
Oh, cool.
And we're going to be having a workshop there and playing some games.
Oh, wonderful. And this is all about introducing it to the community.
That's right.
Brainstorming those ideas.
That's right. And we're also going to be playing some games that I designed, which kind of is a fun way to get you to think about what you can share.
Okay. So, all right.
But all the details of the workshops can be found on our website, which is just thesharingmap.com.au.
Excellent. We'll pop some links on the podcast at the end of the show. Everybody, check it out. Claire, we're going to have to leave it there, but thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much.